What if the secret to extraordinary achievement wasn't working harder, but working dramatically less? While the world obsesses over productivity hacks and grinding through 60-hour weeks, a quiet revolution has been unfolding. Silicon Valley executives, entrepreneurs like Tim Ferriss, and high achievers across the globe have discovered something radical. 80% of your results come from just 20% of your efforts. This isn't motivational fluff. It's a mathematical pattern that appears everywhere in nature and business. Since its publication, this counterintuitive philosophy has sold over 1 million copies and been translated into 35 languages. Yet most people remain trapped on the hamster wheel of more is better. The truth is simpler and more liberating than you think. A startling imbalance appears everywhere. 80% of wealth concentrates in 20% of people, 80% of sales come from 20% of customers, 80% of software errors originate from 20% of code. This isn't coincidence. It's the 80-20 principle, a natural law as consistent as gravity. In your garden, 20% of pods contain 80% of peace. In criminal justice, 20% of criminals commit 80% of crimes. The personal impact: 80% of your happiness comes from 20% of your activities, yet we distribute time democratically. Many professionals clock 60-hour weeks yet feel less productive, trapped in quicksand where thrashing harder only sinks us deeper. The escape isn't working harder. It's recognizing that extraordinary results require extraordinary focus, not extraordinary effort. Warren Buffett concentrates on high-conviction bets. At 17, Steven Spielberg snuck into Universal Studios and obsessed over filmmaking. By 20, he had a contract. Bill Gates left Harvard because traditional education wasn't part of his critical 20%. Selective intensity trumps exhaustive mediocrity. Less input, greater output, but only when you ruthlessly focus on what truly matters. Reveal your authentic core by stripping away everything that isn't genuinely you. Focus isn't just productivity advice. It's the path to personal power and self-discovery. Make a few big decisions about who you care about, what person you want to become, and which qualities to strengthen. These decisions eliminate paralyzing choice and concentrate energy where it counts. Somerset Maugham observed, "If you refuse to accept anything but the best, you very often get it." Developing unique strengths instead of fixing weaknesses creates a positive spiral where achievement becomes easier and more joyful. This requires 3 steps. Identify your 80-20 destination, objectives expressing your deepest desires that leverage your talents. Find your 80-20 route, the path that's both better and easier. And take 80-20 action, vital few activities bringing disproportionate results. Identify your 20% spikes, your unique skills, interests, and emotional strengths, and build life around them. This aligns daily activities with your true nature, making decision-making effortless. Success stems from ideas and passion, not hard work. General von Manstein identified intelligent, lazy officers as best for highest command. They focus only on what truly matters, rather than exhausting themselves with busy work. Super successful people share 6 traits: sweet, unforced ambition, genuine love for their work, massive strengths in specific areas, deep knowledge about narrow expertise, clear thinking and communication, and unique success formulas evolved through observation and experimentation. To apply this, identify what truly matters to you about work, not what others value. From attributes like high pay, enjoyment, security, and recognition, select 1 to 3 factors that matter most. Those who choose work they love often end up making more money than those who prioritize income alone. Next, find your 80-20 route. Fewer than 20% of applicants get serious consideration. 80% of enjoyable jobs concentrate in 20% of professions. 80% of growth comes from 20% of organizations, and 80% of your value comes from 20% of your activities. Identify 3 key 80-20 actions that will propel you forward. For every action you take, eliminate 3 or 4 others. Money follows the 80-20 principle with remarkable consistency. 20% of people control roughly 80% of wealth worldwide, regardless of taxation or government intervention. This pattern persists because money operates like a force of nature through compound interest, which Einstein called the most powerful force in the universe. A 23-year-old saving $200 monthly at 10% annually would accumulate over $1.4 million by age 65. Starting early matters more than earning a large income. The extra years of compounding create dramatic differences. Studies across 29 countries show that once a nation reaches about half of America's purchasing power, additional wealth produces no increase in life satisfaction. Beyond basic needs, more money adds little to happiness. The only infallible 80-20 route to financial security is automatic saving. Pay yourself first by automatically diverting 10% of income to savings before spending anything. You adapt to having less available cash and don't miss what you never see. This simple habit is 95% of what anyone needs to end money worries. Money eliminates worry, but relationships create joy. Carnegie Mellon researchers found internet relationships increased loneliness by detracting from meaningful connections. The 80-20 principle applies powerfully. Invest most energy in the vital few relationships, generating 80% of your satisfaction. Finding the right romantic partner is crucial. Everyone in the top 10% of extremely happy people was in a romantic relationship. For lasting happiness, look beyond attraction. Secure attachment style, optimism, ability to avoid harsh criticism during conflicts, and shared values matter most. Happy families create love spirals, where constant demonstrations of love generate positive feedback loops. They use more praise than criticism, saying yes more than no. The 10-20 minutes before children sleep are the day's most priceless moments. Reading stories demonstrates love and provides dreaming material. Hans Hoffman observed, "The ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so that the necessary may speak." Epicurus identified four essentials for happiness: basic necessities, friends, freedom, and thought. Leave the more with more treadmill through subtraction. Simplify back to life's most fulfilling parts and say no to tasks unconnected to your purpose. Modern life has us running faster just to stay in place. The 80-20 way offers a different path. By slowing down and focusing on the vital few things that matter, we actually get everywhere that counts. This approach requires less labor, but demands intellectual courage to reject conventional thinking. When we align actions with authentic interests, work transforms from burden to pleasure. A few well-directed actions can transform your life. Dedicating time to energizing relationships, pursuing work that leverages natural talents, or simplifying commitments for genuine fulfillment. The 80-20 principle isn't just about efficiency, it's about liberation from busyness. By embracing that less is more, we create lives around what we truly love. This might mean working fewer but more focused hours, maintaining fewer but deeper relationships, or owning fewer but more cherished possessions. The result isn't deprivation, but enrichment. Stop trying to do everything. Concentrate on the vital few activities that generate the most value and joy. Your extraordinary life is waiting, not in the future, but in the focused simplicity you've been avoiding.